Hallelujah. Who's got you? Hallelujah. I got you. Amen. Somebody say, I'll cut this mic off. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Brother Rex, why don't you adopt this one right here? Hallelujah. Somebody say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Jesse, why don't you come a little bit closer? Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. How many of you believe that God still does some things? Amen. Amen. How many of you came here to be blessed? You know, God wants to get your need met. The Lord wants to get your need met. We're going to wait here. Amen. Let's get this together. Hallelujah. Jesse, praise the Lord. We're waiting for the anointing of the Holy Ghost here, you know. Somebody say, thank God. All right. So you came here to get your need met, and that's the most. Somebody say, that's the most important thing. And everybody can have their need met. Do you know that? Everybody can be blessed. There's nothing better. Somebody say, amen. Than children that sit up under the word. Amen. And when you're a family, you all got to learn to flow together. Amen. And allow that thing to happen. Somebody say, praise God. Because you just might get a touch from heaven. And tonight, we're going to be concluding. You know, people, the thing that gets me is the thing that people need the most is the thing they run from. The thing that people need the most is the thing they run from. And that's a very dangerous thing. Amen. You got to take all your medicine so you can be all that you can be. Amen. And tonight, we're going to conclude, or we're going to try to conclude the corporate anointing. We've been teaching on the corporate anointing on Friday night, Sunday morning, and tonight. We want to hit up with this. Somebody say, whatever he tells you to do, do it. You look at somebody in the face and say, just do it. That's how you get blessed. You know, God, if God's going to do something for you, he's going to do it by faith. And faith is what? Hearing the word of God and doing what? And doing it. Says, look, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right? And faith without works is dead, right? So God's going to give you something to do, amen, and as soon as you become obedient in that thing that he wants you to do, guess what it makes? Faith. And many times God wants to work your miracle for you, but he's looking for some faith. Somebody say hallelujah. So if you want a miracle tonight, you're going to have to obey a word, amen, and follow some instructions. Somebody say praise the Lord. Whatever he tells you to do, obedience will turn water into wine. Did you know that? How many got some stuff you need God to turn around for you? Come on. How many of you need some stuff you need God to turn around for you? Amen. I got some situations I need the Holy Ghost to turn around for me, but he can turn it around if you let him. Amen. So I want to talk to you about obedience tonight. It will take you to the next level. Somebody say, obedience will take us to the next level. Now we talked about you can follow the anointing of God, you can follow the presence of God or the flow of God to the place where miracles happen. People won't be filled unless someone learns how to take orders. Look at somebody and poke them in the side and say, people won't be filled until somebody learns how to take orders. Now we can sit up here and play games and do all kind of stuff, but we got people here that need to get their need met. Hallelujah. And we can make it real practical. We set up here tonight. You know, we need the anointing of the worship is important for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to flow. You didn't come up here just to see me. Amen. Amen. I know I look good, but I don't look that good. Amen. Somebody say he's illusion in his own mind, but let me be. Amen. I'd rather look good to myself. Amen. Than think I look like. Come on. I'm just joking with y'all. Somebody say praise the Lord. But when people come in this building, we don't know what they're going to face the week. We don't know what that person's dealing with. This could be their last service. This is a little church. You don't know how many last service people we've had in this little building. That's why the Bible tells us to be instant, in season, and out of season. You always got to be ready. We think this thing won't be important until we get 600 or 700 people in here. There have been some people that will never see 600 people come to the Nation Church because they're 6 feet under. And the service that they got, amen, is gone. People need miracles, and their miracle could be dependent upon your obedience to the Holy Ghost. So say, follow directions. Learn to take orders that people could get their need met. Somebody say hallelujah. People say, well, they're just playing games. They don't understand what they're talking about. You know, I know it's very important. I know what's in here tonight. I know that people need to get their stuff met. Amen. There are a bunch of TV shows that were on the nights you could have watched. Amen. If you turned off the TV and missed prime time to come to church, you came because you need something. So if they stretch their faith to get here, amen, we got to do our utmost and our best, amen, so that they can get what they need from the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Tell somebody, I'm a part of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. See, we have an assignment from the Holy Ghost when it talks about the corporate flow or the corporate anointing, amen, which is the strongest anointing. That's the strongest anointing. You got to understand that the word of God is important because that's where the word's going to come, and that's what we're going to have to mix their faith with. So we can't allow anything, somebody say amen, amen, to get in the way of that anointing. Somebody say praise God. People have already flowed in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. I tell you what, getting the people here, you don't know what it took to get some. You don't know. See, somebody drove people here tonight, amen. You don't know what battles that boy had to face all week long. You don't know what the devil's trying to get to him just because he drives a car. Somebody said the battle's already been fought just to get somebody in the door. It took a long time to get there. Somebody say amen. This thing just didn't start baking just because we showed up. It took some suffering. It took some prayer. It took some waiting. It took some tears. It took some blows. Amen. To get people where they are right now, you say it might not be that much here, but I tell you what, it took God to get them here. Somebody say hallelujah. And just for me to get up here and stand behind this little piece of glass podium, you don't know what faith it takes to stand there. You don't know how many devils we have to put under our feet every day to get up here and tell somebody Jesus can make it happen for you. We have to fight all week long that we might be able to deliver the word to you on Sunday night. Do you hear what I'm saying? This thing doesn't come lightly. It comes with a great price. It comes with a cost. Somebody say hallelujah. So when we get here, it's wrap it up time. Somebody say hallelujah. We mean business. We mean to get the word in people's hearts. And then the Holy Ghost say, listen, follow directions that people might get blessed. Now I want to take you to the first miracle. You know what the first miracle was? Jesus turned the water into wine. Somebody say hallelujah. If you got some water in your life, you got some situation where you need the presence of the wine, always represents the Holy Ghost. Wine always represents the spirit of the Holy Ghost or the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's just like new wine. Somebody say new wine. These men are not drunk as you suppose. They're just very filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, that first miracle that Jesus did, he was trying to teach us using that miracle, amen. He said how to turn just water into wine, how to bring the anointing into situations, how to bring the presence of God into a circumstance or a situation. So we need to look at it in that way. Somebody say hallelujah. How many want to turn the water of Nations Church into wine? You can drink water and live, amen, but you drink wine, you're going to get something, amen? Somebody say hallelujah. How many got your faith there? God can take the little that, you know, he'll take little, and little becomes much when you place it in the master's hand. Somebody say, we ready to turn this thing around. And if you're with me tonight, say, I'm ready to turn this thing around. I'm ready to do whatever the Holy Ghost tells me to do that he might be able to take whatever we have and turn it into something that only he can do. Amen? If you want God to get involved, you got to get a word, then you got to obey that word. Obedience will turn water into wine. If you got a situation, get a word from God and obey it. It'll turn it around. Somebody say hallelujah. It will take you to the next level. People won't be filled unless someone learns to take orders. Holy Ghost revealed that to me. People come into this church. You know, the young man, what's her name's husband, got back there and got touched. He said it was like fire on the inside of his body. You know, he said he just felt heat all over his body when the Lord, presence of God, touched him. Amen. And Holy Ghost said, listen, you know what it took to get that touch there? Somebody had to obey the Holy Ghost in order for that to happen. Somebody say hallelujah. You know, there are angels that abide in the house of God. Amen. And there are different anointings and different graces that come in the house. Amen. And sometimes the fivefold ministry, the apostolic ministry, can pick that thing up and you don't understand what's going on. They say, hey, there's a wave in here. We got to get it together real quick that the people might get blessed. So all of a sudden they try to give you a hint. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Listen to how quiet it is in here right now. Isn't it wonderful? and people are able to hear the word. Why are people able to hear the word right now? Because somebody say hallelujah, listen and help somebody out so that the word could go forth. We wouldn't be having this quiet service tonight, amen? We'd be some poor woman would be stuck with three or four kids, ready to lose her mind, embarrassed, and thinking, when can I get out of this church and never come back again? Amen. I'm so embarrassed, amen? But you see, the wisdom of the Holy Ghost said, everybody take a child. You hear what I'm saying? Everybody take a child. Everybody do something right away, amen? So somebody say hallelujah, can get filled. And you're learning this right now, that people are able to get filled with the word of God because what? Somebody obeyed. Somebody say, it starts right there. You don't know what God's got in store. Somebody say hallelujah. When they had that first miracle, somebody say glory to God. This is what they had to do. Mary taught them how to receive a miracle by following instructions. Let's go right there. Let's go to John chapter 2. Y'all gonna learn some stuff. We all gonna learn some stuff together. Somebody say amen. John chapter 2, verse 3. Somebody say hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. He's a good God, isn't he? And when they wanted wine, do you see that right there in John chapter 2, verse 3? Somebody say, when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto them, they have no wine. Jesus say unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Amen. Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants. Who is she talking to? Who is she talking to? So what do you need in order to get a miracle? She didn't go to just everybody hanging around. Amen. She said, God's ready to move here. We have a need that needs to get met. Amen. She didn't just run to the whole wedding party. She didn't run to those that were just there trying to get blessed themselves. Amen. But she went where? Where did the wise woman go? She said, let me find a servant someplace. Amen. Somebody said, run to the servants. If you need a miracle, find yourself a helps ministry. Glory to God. If you want to have a revival, find somebody that's willing to sweat, suffer, amen, and get something done. Somebody say hallelujah. You can't get nothing done with a bunch of words, but you can get a whole lot done with words and action. We've had a bunch of people that are always talking about God going to do this through me. God's going to do that for me. And I felt the light I saw the big light and then fire shot out of my hand. Amen. Somebody say a whole lot of talk and absolutely no action. When God's ready to do something, he'll get people that are already doing something, not somebody that's talking about it. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Talk is cheap sometimes unless people put their actions to it. So she went to the servants. Somebody say glory to God for that. How many servants do we have in here tonight? You can tell if we're going to get something done. You can tell if you're going to have a move of God. How many servants we got in here tonight? Somebody say, I want souls to come in. Well, how many children's church workers do we have? How many ushers do we have? How many catchers do we have? How many people are we willing to pray all night long until a devil comes out? Come on now. You want to have a move of God? What is it going to take to get a move of God? Jesus had 12 people walk with him. They wanted to see the fish and the loaves of bread. But if they wouldn't have got that fish and loaves of bread unless somebody was obedient to get out there and give it out. Somebody say he needs servants in order to work a miracle. I tell you what, the building of Noah's Ark, that flood that came, rained 40 days and about 40 nights, didn't it? Somebody say praise the Lord. But that ark wouldn't get built unless there was a servant to get out of there and do what God told him to do. Somebody say hallelujah. If God's not telling you to do something and is not calling you for obedience, guess what? There's nothing going to happen for you. Somebody say whatever he tells you to do, do it. You can tell when God's ready to move when he tells you get up and do this. Go this way. Go. I'm about to do something for you. Amen. You can tell when God's ready to move. When he starts giving you instruction, you start obeying. And I tell you what, your miracle and your breakthrough is right around the corner. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, listen, and his mother saith unto the servant, whatsoever he saith unto you. Somebody say whatever. Whatever. Somebody say whatever. Whatever. He says unto you. First of all, his name is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ was the Messiah. And the word Christ means the anointed one. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, you got to discern the anointing of God in your life. You got to discern when somebody's under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You got to understand and discern offices. Somebody say hallelujah. When someone's commissioned to be an usher, someone's commissioned to be a sound man, somebody's commissioned to be a pastor, somebody's commissioned to be an evangelist, guess what? They're anointed to do that job. Somebody say hallelujah. That's Jesus Christ in them that anoints them to do that job. And they get up to you, somebody say hallelujah. Whatever they tell you to do, do it. Somebody say glory to God. I'm enjoying this tonight, whether you're enjoying it or not. Somebody say hallelujah. Because I'm doing what God told me to do. Hallelujah. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Somebody say glory to God. See, many times people don't understand. People get up to somebody, why are they telling me what to do? Because they're ready for you to get a breakthrough. Somebody say hallelujah. I've been to some of these meetings real quick. You go to Brother Hagin's meeting. You know you can go to Brother Hagin's meeting, get your need met and get blessed. You can get healed. Amen. But if you don't learn, I don't care if you got cancer ready to die. If you don't follow directions, they're not going to pray for you. I was right there in the meeting real quick. I thought it was really strange. Amen. You know, the woman came up. The woman had cancer. Amen. And they said, this woman wants you to pray for her right now. I said, why didn't she get up there in the prayer line when we were praying for the people in the prayer line? Somebody say hallelujah. Service is over. The anointing's then flowed. Amen. Hallelujah. She has to wait till next year whenever we decide to come back. Amen. Brother Marty looked at him and said, I can tell him, but I tell you what, he ain't going to come out. Why is he not going to come out? Because he's stuck up. Amen. No, because you know what? He has to flow in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because disobedient people don't get their need met. If you get people that are unwilling to follow direction, they're not going to get healed. You know, sometimes they'll tell you, listen, you want to be blessed, get up here right away. And they're slow poking up there. Amen. They don't want to be blessed. Somebody say hallelujah. When you want to have your need met, you'll follow directions. If you want a good cake, you go baking the cake, you're going to follow all the instructions. You're not going to leave out the eggs. They tell you to put in Crisco and you go buy some, you know, motor oil and stick it in there. You're not going to get a cake. Somebody say hallelujah. If you want to have your need met and the Holy Ghost anointing is there, follow the directions real clearly and blame it on God. Somebody said, I did what they told me to do. And God met my need. See, that's how you find. See, some people, you know, if you ain't got nothing going on, you'll have nothing to worry about. Amen. They ain't going to tell you to do nothing because ain't nothing going to happen. Amen. But when a strong anointing comes in front, sometimes it's so quick and God will give out instructions. Amen. For people to follow. And as they follow those instructions, even though sometimes they might not understand, then they're going to tell you to do something to make in sin. They're not going to tell you to go off. They're not going to tell you to do something that's contrary to the word of God. But under strong anointing, sometimes they'll tell you to do something. You don't understand why they tell you to do it. And so many people under strong anointing, if we get a strong anointing, I've been in some meetings where there have been some strong anointings. I've been in some revival meetings that lasted a long time, and I saw people get met because of people who were instructed before the revival got there how to flow in it. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there six water pots of stone. Number six represents the number of man. Somebody say hallelujah. Six represents the number. And there were six water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three fur skins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. Doesn't that sound like excellence? Now, what kind of miracle would they got? You know, and then he said, look, fill the water pots. I ain't filling no water pots. She asked you for wine. What am I going to get water for? That's how some of us are right now. Amen. We didn't ask for water. They asked for wine. Jesus, didn't you hear what your mother just said? They wanted wine. What you asking for water for? Amen. But he found some people. Amen. They found some servants. Amen. Said, if he wants water, water it is, we'll get. Somebody said, what's he going that direction for? So many times we want to figure stuff out and work stuff out. Amen. You better just obey the Holy Ghost because God knows what he wants. We're trying to fill nations' church, and sometimes the message he gives me to preach, glory to the Lord, I say, ain't nobody going to be in here. God, I asked for wine. What you telling me to go get water for? That's going to chase everybody out of here. Amen. But I tell you what, obedience brings God's results. It looked like they'd be asking for more work, didn't it? Said, this the wine, these are the jugs that we probably want to have wine in. You know what? We're gonna have to go fill it with water and dump the water. Amen. Then he's gonna have to go get some wine. More work for us. But thank God they weren't thinking that way, amen. Because she didn't say, whatever he says, it makes sense that you do it. She said, whatever he says, do it. That's the problem in so many cities. That's the problem in so many countries, why the Holy Ghost can't get done what it wants to get done. And we've learned that. That there are many times when God wants to do something, but he's hindered. Why? Because people think they know more than the Holy Ghost. We just need to humble ourselves and obey God. Amen. And whatever the Holy Ghost leads us to do, do it. Amen. And leave the rest up to God. I'm not trying. You know what? I know what God wants to do with my life. But you know what? He's going to, when I go to heaven, it's not necessarily what I take with me that matters. It's what I obeyed. And if I keep obeying God, I'll take something with me. There are a lot of people, you know, they're going to go up to God with a whole bunch of stuff. Amen. He says, that's some nice stuff, but what did I ask you for? Here is this, here is that. But what did I tell you to do? How many of you love to hire somebody? You know, you hire a maid to come and clean your house. Amen. And then your house is out there and you want her to come clean house. But she don't come and clean house. Amen. She comes and organizes your kitchen cabinets. Somebody say hallelujah. You see, that's what it is with some saints. We got to discern what God wants to do in our life and obey that thing to the tilt. Then we can get done what God wants us to get done. People are afraid of this message because they don't want to do much. So that's really the spirit of rebellion. See, we think that rebellion could be just people wanting to do an evil thing or just do wrong, but you just wanting to do your own thing instead of obeying the Holy Ghost. That's really rebellion. And when you get the spirit of rebellion, you get every evil work. Somebody say glory to God. They're not going to accomplish what God wants them to do. That's not their heart. Amen. You got to have the heart just to obey God and no matter day by day. And let your obedience bring the fruit that you want in your life. We want to build a wonderful ministry. Somebody say amen. And we got vision for that ministry. But how are we going to fulfill that ministry? By listening to the Holy Ghost and obeying it day by day. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Somebody say hallelujah. Fill the water pots with water and they fill them up to the brim. Somebody say to the brim. Say to the brim. Circle that word, to the brim. If you want a miracle, you better go to the brim. Stop slacking. They didn't half fill the water pots. Amen. Filled half of them. Amen. What did they do? Somebody say they did it to the brim. When God can find some people that will fill water pots to the brim, he'll meet them there. With the measure you meet, it shall be measured back to you. Somebody say hallelujah. Why did they get some good wine? Amen. Because they filled the water pots to the brim. Somebody obeyed God and the people got the miracle. But they weren't able to obey God until Mary taught the lesson. Before that miracle happened, Mary taught them. She got those servants together. She said, get me the servants real quick. Listen, whatever he tells you to do, do it. So they were trained and they were ready. They were ready to follow directions. Say, hey, we're just going to do whatever the man tells us to do. Why would you think they said to the brim in there? They could have just said, fill it. They filled the water pots, but they said they filled it to the brim. Meaning they were very careful to do exactly what he wanted them to do with excellence. What are you willing to do with excellence? Are you willing to do everything and anything that God told you to do with excellence? Sometimes we have to do things with excellence. We were almost ready to cut one of our meetings out, amen, because it just didn't make sense. We don't have this house not filled every week, sitting up here preaching for 4.5 years on Friday night, sometime crowd 6 and 7 people. Didn't make sense, did it? We could have rested up. Hallelujah, we could have gone and done other meetings, amen. But we have to be obedient to the Holy Ghost, amen. Somebody say, fill it to the brim, even if it's water. But the people don't want water. They want wine. Somebody say, fill it to the brim, even if it's water. There are a lot of things in your life that's water right now, and you find yourself still filling it. Burning all them CDs and editing and all those tapes. Somebody say amen. Ain't nobody buying them things. Ain't nobody listening to them things. Somebody say, fill it to the brim, even if it's water. Because God will take that water obedience, amen, and turn it to wine. But it will never be turned to wine until you learn to fill it to the brim with water. He that is faithful with little, God bless your hearts, you'll be faithful with much. But if you're not faithful with a little bit of water, God's not going to give you a lot of wine. See, there are a lot of people who want to flow in great anointings. And that's what that wine means, this great heavy anointing with God's seal on their life. But they can't move in water. Amen. They can't usher. Somebody say hallelujah. They can't smile. I'm not talking about you. You're doing a great job. Amen. But there are certain people. I mean, you know, hey, sit there and smile at the people when they come in the door. Get a water pot. Somebody say, get a water pot. Hey, would you do this for me? As the door opens up, I want you to smile and hug everybody and tell them Jesus loves you. Somebody say, that's the water pot. Brother Tizo, just get these signs. Amen. And put these signs out there. Somebody say, it's water. Didn't prove anything, but you notice what happened after he started putting signs out there. He put water signs out there, and in the field, he started to reap over here. Souls started to get saved. Why? He put a water pot out there. Have you been filling your water pot to the brim? Have you been faithful? Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Come on, bless God in this place tonight. Put your hands up and glorify the Holy Ghost. Come on and glorify the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Come on and bless his holy name in this place. Bless him in a big way. God wants to touch you. Hallelujah. He wants to do something great in your life. The miracle is happening. Glory to God. Look in this place. God's about to do something, and he's trying to give you a word that you won't blow it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. So they fill those water pots. Somebody say hallelujah. Ooh, I want you to meditate real quick. Find out, what did God tell you to do? What did God tell you to do? What did the Holy Ghost tell you to be faithful with? See, what did he tell you to do? Are you doing what he told you to do? That's your water pot. That's your water pot. You won't get the wine until you got water in your pot. Does God have something to work with? Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Father. God's about to turn your water into wine. Somebody say, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Somebody say, fill it to the brim. That means do what God tells you to do with excellence. Overdo it. Somebody say, stretch it. Somebody say, hallelujah. Some people getting sick of that water pot. Hallelujah. Drawing water. Hallelujah. Think about the woman that got to marry the son of Abraham. Somebody say hallelujah. Why? She was drawing water. Somebody say hallelujah. Ha ha ha. I sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost in this place. And he says unto them, draw out and bear unto the governor of the field. She's okay. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, draw out. Look at your Bibles. See, that's some of the things that people aren't used to right now. He didn't just say draw out, did he? He said draw out what? What is that word? Draw out what? Draw out what? Come on, hold on. Come here. Hey. So now, y'all, I'm losing y'all a little bit. Jesus looked at them and he said, draw out what? Now, if you're going to look at the Greek, he said, I want you to get it out there now. See, there are a lot of people that wouldn't have got their need met because he said, draw. He said, next week I'll be drawing it. Somebody say, amen. Jesus discerned that there was a miracle in manifestation, and that was the appointed time to draw. Somebody say, right now. Somebody say, hallelujah. See, the obedient servant was able to do that. Amen. He said, draw out now. And immediately they went and drew out. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, when he says do it, do it. Somebody say, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Hallelujah. And all they knew, he said, draw out of that water now. Well, I got to use this water. But the governor doesn't want water. I'm waiting for you to do what you're supposed to do, Jesus. Come on. For all they knew, that was water in the pot. See, so many people that despise small beginnings and despise all that stuff, don't think it's anything, they wouldn't have drawn it in there. Nope. I'm tired of messing with water. You better go get me some wine. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. I sense that's like Nations Church. Pouring into this pot. Somebody say, nothing good will ever come out of Nazareth. Nothing good will ever come out of nations. Amen. But there's coming a time. Somebody say, hallelujah. Jesus going to say, put the ladle in the pot and draw out. Somebody say, hallelujah. And take it to the governor of the city. And it's the best wine. Somebody say, amen. He saves the best for last. He was rejected and despised by all men, but he became the chief and the cornerstone. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say pour into that stone pot. It'll come out wine. And they buried, and when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water, that it was made wine. He knew not hence it was, but the servants which drew the water, somebody say the servants, which drew the water, knew. The governor got to taste the wine, but the servants knew. Somebody say hallelujah. See, that's the blessing on the servants. See, that's the blessing on the servants. See, there are a lot of people going to experience the presence of God, amen, but they're not going to know God. Somebody say hallelujah. See, the governor got to enjoy the result of the wine, amen, but the servants got to see a miracle. Somebody say amen. They got to obey God. They knew. Somebody say hallelujah. So don't get disturbed when you say, why am I doing all the work? Why I got to do everything? I'm just worn out. Somebody say, at the end, when everybody's drunk and God's had his way, somebody say amen. You'll know. You'll know that he's God, and you'll know how to flow with him. Somebody say amen. He knew not hence it came. Somebody say glory to God. There are some things coming in the city. They're not going to know what hit them, but you'll know. Somebody say amen. It's the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah. What's going on? I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what's going on in my life. What's happening to me? Everything's changing around. Things are getting better. I can't stop thinking about Jesus. But the servants, somebody say hallelujah, they'll know because God's been talking to them all along. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, when it happens, I'll know. Y'all are quiet in here tonight. And the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. Somebody say hallelujah. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph just for a moment. Now listen, that word speak, everybody say speak. Anybody ever played Lego? Anybody ever played Legos? You played Legos? You know that word Legos means word, and it means speak. Somebody say hallelujah. Now listen, whatsoever he tells you to do or whatever he speaks forth to you, do it. Somebody say hallelujah. She might need to take a break. Somebody say do. Say it again, do. Somebody say work it. And somebody say be blessed. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Say glory to God. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Then that word, he says, listen, whatever, soever he tells you to do, that word do means execute. Somebody say execute it. Work it. You ever heard people say, now this might be out of style, amen, but you ever heard people say, work it, girl. Somebody say, work it. You see people say, she working them shoes. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. Every once in a while, glory be working that hair. Somebody say, work it. Well, that's what Mary told him. She said, listen, whatever he tells you to do, work it. And when you're working what God tells you to do, miracles happen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm just working the dough. God's going to put some yeast to it and cause this thing to rise. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say work it. Don't be weary in doing well in due seasons. You will reap if you faint not. Somebody say work it. But nothing's coming out of it. Didn't tell me to worry. That's not my problem, amen. That's not my problem. That's not my concern. All I got from the word from the Holy Ghost, whatsoever he tells me to do, I'm going to work it, amen. When Jesus come, may he find me faithful in doing what he told me to do. Somebody say, working it. Leave the rest up to God. God gives the increase, amen. God gives the increase. God gives the increase. But God won't give the increase until you start to work what he put in your hands. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Somebody say praise God. Notice that she did not tell them what to do. She turned them over to the corporate anointing. Keep people in the corporate flow. There was one thing we wanted to do with that. Amen. Every once in a while. See, in a corporate meeting, now we're teaching this in many references. We're teaching this in general over the church. Amen. But when we get into these corporate anointings, We'll get in the times where we get to flow in the corporate anointings, you know. And the anointing here really at times will flow like Brother Hagin's meetings flow sometime. Amen. They'll flow like that as we're educated. As God, if God leads us to start to teach in that area, that means he'll probably be swinging around that way in the next months to come. Somebody say amen. But you got to be like Mary. Amen. You got to be like Mary. See, you got to learn. Everybody wants to tell somebody what to do. How many of you love people? Love telling people what to do. Every time you see them, they give you some kind of order. Amen. Do this, do that, do it this way. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if you want to be like Mary, see, Mary didn't tell him just what, she didn't tell him to do what she wanted him to do. She said, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. Find out what God wants to do over the corporate anointing of the church. Amen. And anybody that's in leadership, including me, Jesse, anybody else around here, when they're in leadership, somebody say amen, they're going to point the individual to the corporate anointing. They say, whatever the corporate anointing tells you to do, do it. Somebody say, when it's in sync with that. She didn't say, whatever I tell you to do, do it. You do this, you do that. No, she led them to the corporate anointing. And see, there are a lot of people in our meetings, and we got to learn this because this is a problem. See, there are a lot of people. There's an anointing going on. The strongest anointing is the flow of that meeting at the present time. There is no anointing more important than the corporate anointing. If we're flowing and healing, everybody stay on healing and stay with the meeting. Amen. God will get around to it. Mary didn't say, listen, okay, they need wine. You know, you go do this, you go do that. No, stay with the flow. Somebody say, stay in the flow. We up here praying for somebody to get their back healed. The corporate anointing is over here, but we're going to have a second revival back by the coffee bar. That's not the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, stay in the flow. God will get there. Somebody say, God is not a God of confusion, but God's a God of order. He'll get there. He'll use you. Amen. He's not going to forget anybody. Somebody say, hallelujah. You find out when we started to flow together, you see how fast it took people to get the Holy Ghost. See, you know, that night when brother here got filled with the Holy Ghost, got saved, I mean, it was just so quick, just so easy. Tizo get him saved. Okay, we're going to lay hands on him. Jesse taught him. Tizo went back there and taught him. Brother Jesse went back there and taught him. Got up here, laid hands on him. Everybody was in agreement. We just laid hands on him. 1, 2, 3. They went out under the power of the Holy Ghost and started speaking in tongues. Why? There was a corporate anointing in manifestation. Somebody say, God's, you know, when God takes care of people, it's like going into a nice store. My friend took me to a store called Harold's. You know, they gave you undivided attention. You know, we were at that store, you know, they were just selling the suits. You weren't distracted by 1,001 things going on. They put one suit in front of your face at a time, you were able to choose that suit. Amen? But we went to this other place. Amen? We went to the produce market. Amen? There were people yelling and selling stuff everywhere. Amen? You got to understand, God's church should be like a fine store and not a little Chinese flea market. Amen. Dog food over here. Dog food over there. Over here, over here, over there, over there. Somebody say amen. Stay with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Ooh, we're learning some stuff tonight. That's how God will get the need met. Amen. I've seen angels. I've seen angels in this house. I've seen angels in this house and somebody ready to get the need met. And angels. I have seen angels come to minister salvation to people and come to minister healing, and I sit up there and wait for somebody to shut up so the angel can do what it wants to do. And that the angel's right beside that, and that person's talking to some other Looney Tune. Sister, if you shut up, you know, and then find her later, you know what? They don't have to wait. There is a troubling of the water, whether you realize it or not. So you got to understand, people can get healed by faith, and the word will always heal people, but that's always a process of time. But these supernatural healings where God does an instantaneous, those are as God wills and those are as graces. And usually when the healing comes on the wings of angels. Did you know that? Healing will come. God will send ministering spirits to get certain things done, and that's the corporate anointing. So when you see people, hold on, let's get it together. Come on, man. There's a flow here. Why? Because God puts certain offices there so that we can see what's going on and that we can get it done. Amen? And flow in that spirit. And I've seen angels just stand right there. Amen? And sooner or later, leave. And the only thing they got, amen, is 15 minutes of wasted time. Somebody say hallelujah. Instead of getting what God wanted them to have. Stay with the corporate flow of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a gentleman. The Holy Ghost is not going to disturb anybody's meeting. You hear what I'm saying? Woo! Y'all don't want... See, we got preachers in here tonight. You got to learn some things. He's not going to disturb anybody's meeting. Somebody say amen. They're ministering spirits, not gypsies. Somebody say, how many of you love going, you know, you work at an office, you know, we work at, you know, if you get a letter, they're going to address the letter to the owner of the house, aren't they? Don't you think God's going to tell who's up there what he needs to get done? If he's not going to tell him, you know, he's going to tell that person, amen. Or you're going to tell it to several others. He'll get it. God is able to get it done. Do you think pastor's going to get in the way of the Holy Ghost? God can move him right on out of the way. That's because when you think that you're the only one that can flow in the Holy Ghost, and if that anointing you got on you is not going to happen right there, it's not going to get done, you don't have no faith. If I don't get it done right now, who they gonna miss this anointing on me? They gonna miss it on me. They gonna God knows what you got on you. Somebody say hallelujah. The anointing of the Holy Ghost can handle it. And if you got true faith that the anointing of the Holy Ghost is on you, believe God that He'll reveal it to those. Amen. They'll call you up. How many of you had an anointing on you? And all of a sudden, before you even were able to get up and disturb the meeting, somebody said, come on up here. There's a grace on you. There's an anointing on you. Get up here and flow in it. Amen. All of a sudden, you just sit right there, and all of a sudden, they say, oh, he's going to leave me. I don't want to leave me. I don't want to leave. And all of a sudden, they say, hey, listen, there are several people here who need to get healing. Come on, get up here and minister these healing to those people real quick. And you were called up to do what God wanted you to do. Somebody say that's obedience. Some of the meetings that Brother Hagin goes to, you got to be right on cue. Brother Hagin walk right up there, and he go up there to preach. Said, I'm not supposed to preach tonight. You are. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, let's learn about that corporate anointing. Let's learn to trust the Holy Ghost and see what the Holy Ghost wants to do. And that way we can continue to do what we want to do, or we can take advantage of the corporate anointing. Somebody say amen. Why is that corporate anointing? It's because when we put our faith together, things can happen in a greater dimension, in a greater level. Ooh, this is good tonight. Somebody say Arabian horses. Arabian horses go through vigorous training in the deserts of the Middle East. The trainers require absolute obedience from the horses and test them to see if they are completely trained. The final test is almost beyond the endurance of any living thing. The trainers force the horses to do without water for many days. Then he turns them loose, and of course they start running toward the water. But just as they go to the edge, ready to plunge in and drink, the trainer blows his whistle, and the horses who have been completely trained and who have learned perfect obedience stop. They turn around and come pacing back to the trainer. They stand there quivering, wanting water, but they wait in perfect obedience. When the trainer is sure that he has their obedience, he gives them the signal to drink water. Somebody say, that's something else, isn't it? Now, this may be severe, but when you are on a trackless desert of Arabia and you are entrusted to a horse, you have better have a trained, obedient horse. We must accept God's training, amen, in all manners. Somebody say, that's really hard, amen, but they're going to have to depend on that horse. Somebody say, hallelujah. We're going to get out there and we're going to get into some things that are beyond us. We're going to have to depend on you. God's going to have to depend on me, amen? That's why he works us over and puts us through some things. He puts us on hold sometime, amen? He's teaching us, amen, to obey him. And then when we can learn to obey him, we are ready for use, and then God can use us. Somebody say amen. Somebody say glory to God. How many of you ready to be used by the Holy Ghost? Somebody say thank you, Jesus. How many of you ready to be used by the Holy Ghost? See, then we can have that anointing that made the Queen of Sheba fall out. See, it's easy for people today to walk in places and see disorder and see people mad about this, mad about that. They ain't going to press nobody, amen? But what's going to happen, amen, when the people flow in the Holy Ghost? Somebody say amen, that we're ready to use, amen. The power of God will fall. Somebody say hallelujah. Why don't you stand up where you are and just stretch your hands out to heaven? Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm ready to be used by the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Spirit right where you are. Did you learn anything tonight? That was a hard teaching, wasn't it? But it was a good teaching. You're going to have to study that on your own and find it. Amen? You have to study that on your own and find out. Listen, the anointing and authority go hand in hand. Somebody say amen. And the greater anointing on a life or on a ministry, the greater sense of authority or knowledge of authority that church is going to have to do what God wants it to do. Somebody say amen. Say, Father, I will be obedient to do everything you tell me to do. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I fill the water pots. I fill the water pots. I'll keep filling them. I'll keep filling. I'm going to fill them to the brim. Say, Mr. Devil, you're not going to make me stop filling the water pot. Ha, ha, ha. Somebody say amen. Say, it's not my responsibility to fill the miracle. Or even to do the miracle. It's my job to be obedient. God does the miracle. Amen.
You can't stop me from becoming obedient to the Holy Ghost. And when I obey God, tell the devil, when I obey God, he's going to turn this water into wine. And that's what you're worried about. Say, I got something you didn't have. I have the ability to obey God. You are rebellious. And you were rebellious from the beginning. Somebody say hallelujah. But I'm going to obey God. Hallelujah. And he's about to turn my water into wine in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, watch me pour the water. Hallelujah. Come on, say, watch me pour the water. Say it. Watch me pour the water. Rabadoshi, pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on and pray in the Holy Ghost. Ramadoraba shambara usti kamahande katalabaha. Sambarudoshere baratalawa sadaha. Shout out, pour the water. Shout it out. Pour the water. Encourage the people in this room. Get a revelation on the inside of your spirit and talk to them and say, pour the water in the name of Jesus. Pour the water in the name of Jesus. When T.D. Jakes told the body of Christ, he said, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. He was telling them, pour the water, pour the water. God's ready to work a miracle in your life. I'm going to lay some hands on some of y'all just to, that you may continue to be faithful and pour in the water that God wants you to pour. Amen. He's about to turn it to wine in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, be ye not weary. And doing well. In due season, you're going to reap new wine. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, I'm excited about water. Say, I'm excited about pouring water. Hallelujah. I'm encouraged about pouring water. Hallelujah. I'm not distracted. I'm content. I know I'm doing exactly what I need to be doing when I need to be doing it. And God's going to do what he has to do. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, it's going to be the best wine. See, but it's not going to be the best wine until I become the best servant. Until filling the pot that he fills and touches with wine. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to pray a spirit of excellence over you right now in the name of Jesus. I want you to find out what the Holy Ghost wants you to do. Amen. I want you to discern. See, I can't tell you what to do. Only God can. Only God can. I can encourage you to do what God told you to do. But I want to lay hands on anybody that has a pot, amen, that you're filling water with. Amen. It's somebody out there right now say, God's been telling me to do this, but I feel somewhat discouraged about it. I don't understand. I don't see much fruit in it. Glory to God. I don't understand it. I feel like I've lost everything and I'm wasting time. Everybody looking at it, they say, hey, look, you've been doing that for a while. Nothing's coming out of it. Why don't you hang it out? You just want to give up. But God's telling you he's about to turn that water pot into wine. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 That water pot of prayer. Glory to God. That water pot of prayer. That water pot of praise. Glory to God. That water pot of faithful service. That water a pot of attendance, glory to God. God's about to turn it over. Hallelujah. Let's put that corporate anointing together right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Send the Holy Ghost right now. See, that's what God does. When he gets an obedient church, he sends the Holy Ghost. That's the wine. That's the new wine. That's the new wine. But you can't have that new wine unless you're ready to be used by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Let it happen in the name. Be faithful. Ha! Glory to God. Mighty ministers. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Faithful in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Fire in the name. Glory. Oh, God's got some. I, ooh, Ooh, I sense the heat of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Fill the water. Turn it to wine in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Say, I shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. I shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. New wine in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Rata Shama Handa Kaba. Filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Halabashadabahanda Kubaha. Somebody say, new wine in the name of Jesus. New wine in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, fill me, fill me, fill me, fill me. Hey, it'll be like fire shed upon the inside of your bones. Glory to God. If you've got what you got done already with water, just wait and see what you're going to do with the new wine. Glory to God. 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 Somebody say, I got a big pot of water. Hallelujah. Somebody say, my cup runneth over. Hallelujah. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. My cup runneth over. He's about to set your water pot on fire. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Give me a pot. Give me a pot. Give me a pot. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Rabadodo, she get that girl. Hallelujah. Yeah, get that child. Hallelujah. Rabadoshi. Why are you letting her shout by herself? Don't let that child disturb her. Hallelujah. Rabadodo shika manda hasale huchi baha. Hallelujah. 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 Look like she's drunk back there. Don't you know the Holy Ghost is moving in this place? Go on and get yourself some. She ain't even been to a Hagen meeting. Look at her. She ain't even seen it on the video. It's God. Woo. Woo. Oh, she's drunk. It looks like God's turning some water to wine. I'm like, why, mama? Mama. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Y'all can have some of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come here. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of... Yeah. na na ha na. Oh! It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. I think God's turning some water to wine. I think God's turning some water to wine. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. How you doing? Oh, come here, Jesse. How you doing? I'm not going to punch you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Richard, can I pray? Come here, come here, come here, come here. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you. Everybody throw the corporate anointing this way. Hallelujah. You want some new wine? Glory to God. You believe in new wine? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch what God does. Somebody say hallelujah. Y'all just keep praying in the Holy Ghost. Don't let, y'all stay with the anointing. Glory to God. Stay drunk. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. This joy unspeakable. Glory to God. If you just want God to touch you, you want to get a touch from heaven, get up here right now. Come on. Hallelujah. If you want God to touch you, you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, come on. You want to get drunk with that new wine. Somebody say glory. If you want God, don't come up here unless you're serious about getting tore up. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody, you need it. 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 Somebody say, I want a touch from God. Hallelujah. I want a touch from God. Somebody say, I want God to set me on fire. Follow directions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Follow the directions. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going to get drunk. Say, I invest in getting people drunk in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you just do with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to lay hands on you. Amen. You just let it go. Somebody say, hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now listen, whatever the Holy Ghost leads you to do when hands are laid on you, just do it. Somebody say, and if you don't do what the Holy Ghost leads you to do, that fire is not going to burn on you. Some of you might want to run, glory to God. Some of you might want to dance, glory to God. Some of you just might want to stand there. But whatever the Holy Ghost tells you to do, don't think about it, just do it. Somebody say, just do it, hallelujah. That'll start the miracle in your life. That'll start a breakthrough in your life. Obey the Holy Ghost and it will give you a breakthrough. And some of you don't even need to have hands laid on you. You just start to do right away what the Holy Ghost tells you to do. Somebody say, hallelujah. I'm going to come out of here a new person. Amen. I'm going to come out of here blessed. There's going to be a new change in my life. Something good's about to happen. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Filled in the, oh my God, my God, my God. Filled in the name of Jesus. Filled in the name, oh, filled in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Filled in the name of Jesus. Filled in the name of Jesus. Filled in the, hallelujah. Fire in the name of. You're about to have a breakthrough. Something good's about to happen in your life. Something good's about to happen in your life. Something good. There's a new job coming in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Somebody say this. Say it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Open your mouth. Hallelujah. You've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Open your mouth. God's going to give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth. Rabadostana ma katala. Lamadoshi, just open your mouth in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Radadoshi. Say, I'm saved and know it. I'm saved and know it. Say, I'm saved. Somebody say, there's a revival going on in my neighborhood. Somebody say, there's a revival going on in my neighborhood. Say, God's got a fire going on. Souls are about to get saved. Souls are about to get saved. Devils are about to be cast out. Hallelujah. There's about to become a turnaround. There's a new chief coming to town. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, it's mine. Hallelujah. La la bo. Oh, my God. Somebody say, it's the city of joy. Hallelujah. It's the city of joy. It's the city of joy. Somebody say, there's going to be a shout in town. Somebody say, huh? Everybody that lives over there, I dare you just to shout right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I dare you just to shout right now. I dare you just to give God a praise. He's about to do something then. God said he was going to do it, and he's doing it. Look what he's doing. He prophesied it months ago, but look at what the Holy Ghost is doing. Give him praise. Glory to God. He ain't done yet. He's going to save everybody in the house. He's going to wipe that place clean. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I know what's going on. People going to say to you, what's going on in this neighborhood? It used to be this going on. Everybody walking around drunk in the Holy Ghost talking about Jesus. I'm going to have to move out of here. What's going on? You're going to be able to say, the servant's going to be able to say, I know it's the Holy Ghost. It's just like fire shut up inside my mouth. It's what the prophet Joel prophesied. In the last days, the latter and the former rain shall flow together, and it's going to flow right there in your midst. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody needs to get their faith increased. Somebody, there's some people that you don't think God's going to move on. You're some people you would never expect to see filled with the Holy Ghost or drunk in the Spirit of God. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. You'll be shouting together. You'll be running together. God's not going to allow them to miss the best from God. He's not going to allow them to miss God's presence. He's going to break those spirits off of their life and set them free, and you will celebrate with him together. Somebody say hallelujah. The best thing, I tell you what, they're celebrating about all kind of other stuff right now, but their song shall be Jesus. Glory to God. He's going to put a new song in their mouth. Hallelujah. They just can't stop thinking about Jesus. Somebody say glory. I prophesy it and I speak it out right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus is about to do something great in your life. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, thank God for water pots. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. People were touched tonight because somebody was obedient. Amen. Because you were obedient. Do you hear me? Somebody say thank you, Jesus. People were touched tonight and their life will never be the same again because you were obedient. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank God. Say, I'm gonna keep on being obedient. Hallelujah. And many others are gonna get touched. Hallelujah. Somebody say many others are gonna get touched. Hallelujah. Somebody say, say this obedience thing works. Hallelujah. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. Mighty, mighty rushing army. Mighty army running throughout the land. Scaling the walls, going into places that others would dare to go. Bringing forth the sheaves. Glory to God. Bringing forth the sheaves with rejoicing. They shall reap this harvest. Even in places where they never thought. You're about to reap in fields you have never sown in. The whole place is on fire. The field is on fire. The field is on fire. It's the Holy Ghost. He's about to. You're the great and mighty army that God speaks about. Hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with the word, filled with encouragement, filled with joy, filled with expectation. Hallelujah. Whatsoever thing you put your hand to, it shall prosper. Hallelujah. But you'll put your hand to the thing of God. Hallelujah. You're about to put your hand on the plow of God. For the ground has been broken. Glory to God. The fallow ground has been broken. The fallow ground has been broken. The fallow ground has been broken. You're at the advantage. And God's about to rain. God's about to rain on the broken ground. But of course, somehow hearts are about to be softened. Hearts are about to be softened. They're going to be crying out from the north, south, east, and west. Tell me of Jesus, just like Polly said last night. Tell me about Jesus. Tell me about the Holy Ghost. Tell me about healing. Therefore, I send you forth to carry out my word, to carry out my will, to carry my anointing, to carry my name, to display display my glory and to bring the devil shame. There shall be signs in the heavenlies, glory to God, and you'll be a sign in the earth. Expect the anointing to fall on you. Expect the anointing to fall on you in an unexpected places. There's about to be a change. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I shall reward you. Glory to God. I shall reward you in the name of Jesus. I shall reward you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm about to use you. Glory to God. I'm about to use you. Hallelujah. From the most high. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. My. Thank you, Jesus. Hold these words dear in your heart. Hold them. Write them down. Glory to God. Keep these instructions and you'll be able to prosper. You'll be able to prosper in ministry. Hallelujah. You'll be able to prosper in every area of your life. For I'm with you. Glory to God. I'm with you. I love you. I like ministering and working with you, says the Lord God. I enjoy it and I look forward to every meeting, every service, every time we walk, every time we pray. I'm excited about it. Therefore, I'm giving you a double portion of angelic assignment right now in the name of Jesus. I commission double anointing on you right now in the name of Jesus. I'm sending out a legion of heavenly hosts to accompany you to carry forth my word, my will. From there's going to be a party going on. You're a reaper, saith the Lord. From hallelujah. Just plead the blood over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Just plead the blood of Jesus over your life. Hallelujah. Just plead the blood of Jesus over your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, Brother Jesse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Expect special assignments and special graces. Expect special assignments and special graces because there's some things I want to do. Hallelujah. Expect divine appointments. Hallelujah. And be quick to follow through on them. And don't be afraid to ask. Thank you, Jesus. Provision is right before your face. Provision is right before your face. There's a blessing right in front of your face. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. We can do this out of the same spirit. We don't have to leave the place that we are. Just keep that same attitude, that same heart and spirit. But also realize that in offering time, we can flow in the Holy Ghost and do that at the same time. That doesn't have to disrupt. That doesn't have to stop you. That's just a part of worship and expression to God. So as God's moving on you, just get your offering ready. And just prepare that. If you can stand, I'd like you to do that. If you can't get up, just stay where you are. When you've got something ready, you can lift it up so I know. If you don't have anything to give, lift your hand up so that God might fill it. And He will. He'll do it. God, I pray that you bless these people, Father, that you give them the best, Father, and that you blow their minds by your goodness, Father, that exceeds our wildest expectations, Father. Lord, I know what you've done for me. You've done so many things, I can't even count them, Father. I know all the desires in my heart that you've given to me that I didn't even ask you for because I didn't think you'd give it to me, Father. Lord, I thank you, Father, that these people have needs and they have desires that you want to meet, Father, and I ask you to do that. Lord, even when things that they asked when they were children, Father, even the little details, you don't forget them, Father. Lord, I pray that you touch everybody in here. Lord, I pray that you pay every bill, that you get rid of every debt, Father. Lord, I pray for surplus and increase in every life, Father. Freedom from that bondage in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father. More than enough to do everything that you called us to do. Lord, that we are blessed to be a blessing, Father. I thank you, Lord. And we would just receive that right now by faith. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. I pray also, Father, that this money given tonight would not go to waste, but it would be used to extend your kingdom. Lord, that lasting seed would be produced by this offering, that this would make a difference in the world, Father, for you and for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you may bring that up.
Krista, why don't you tell everybody what's going on this week?
She's going to do that, Jesse. Just play while she does that. Tell her what HB is about. Why not?
Okay, well, we'll be here Wednesday night at 7 at 8 o'clock. Excuse me. Then Friday night at 8 o'clock. We also have Sunday morning at 11. Also during the week, we have two midweek Bible studies. One is on Thursday morning, and it's New Testament survey. For those of you who have been there, it's been awesome. And that's at 10:30. And then we also have Watering Word Seeds, which is on Friday mornings at 11 o'clock. You can see us for more information if you're interested in any of the Bible studies. Other than that, that's it.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
How many of y'all gonna come back? Y'all wanna be back? All right.
Okay.